Hello and welcome. This is Reverend Sandra L. Gelinas with you once again from the beautiful foothills of the Smoky Mountains, a very special part of Western North Carolina, located in the southeastern United States. I'm delighted you're joining me this month. Since you're listening, let's begin. Adventures, Lessons, and Miracles, Part 3 of 3, Credit Card Miracle at British Train Station. Are you ever glad you do things your way, even when everyone else thinks you're a bit daft? Driving us the 10 minutes from our English inn to the train station, our taxi driver tried to convince us we didn't need to arrive an hour before the train departed. He'd said the same thing the night before when we booked the taxi. Alex certainly thought we were rather strange. Our plan to wait leisurely at the station, watching the arrivals and departures, actually turned into a scary, hectic experience. In the midst of it all, I know I witnessed a true miracle that day. This is what happened. As we entered the station, I stopped to pull my trip research out of my suitcase and my credit card from my purse, ready for a quick purchase. Rechecking our travel info for the day, I told the ticketmaster, "We'd like 2 one-way tickets from here to Axminster, but I'm not sure I know the best way." To our surprise, the fellow grumped, "Well, neither do I." Bill and I glanced anxiously at each other before turning back to the man behind the ticket window. Muttering, he opened up several print schedules and checked his computer. There were many interruptions when he asked us to move aside so he could sell tickets to his regulars. Finally, he told us he'd worked it out. We strained to understand as he explained the intricacies of the 4-hour trip. Traveling from Kingham to Reading, we had only minutes to grab our luggage and find the train to Basingstoke. Arriving there, we had a reasonable amount of time to change trains again before continuing to Axminster. Since this was the same route I'd found online before leaving home, we were relieved. What we hadn't understood previously was that most train lines radiate out from London. Instead of doing this, we were traveling due south from the middle of England, actually transferring from one small independent train to another, independent train line to another. He'd also managed to work out which of the many British Rail passes would save us the most money, something I hadn't been able to do. Now I understood his initial reaction. Our trip was most unusual. With all the moving back and forth, trying to understand this fellow's strong British accent and intricacies of the British Rail through the high glass barrier with a tiny speaker that muffled his speech, I was relieved to finally be ready to pay for our tickets. And then the ticket guy asked me to step aside once again, as he served another of his regulars. Much to my dismay, as I turned away, I realized my credit card was no longer clutched in my hand with my packet of trip info. Disbelieving, I examined the floor and all the counters. I checked each handy little pocket of my travel shoulder bag. I inspected everything again, more carefully this time. My credit card had vanished. Poof! Panicking, I wondered if another traveler had picked it up by mistake with all my shifting around. Not likely. I envisioned slowly tapping out an email on my tablet to the credit card company, canceling my card, while wondering if bills would still work since we had the same number. Did I think about using our international cell phone? No. And then I remember very clearly just stopping all the looking, stopping all the wild thoughts. I closed my eyes, calmly opened my heart, and with clear intention, called upon that aspect of the divine who removes all obstacles. For me, this part of the divine is represented by Ganesh, the Hindu elephant-headed god. He's been a real part of our life for over a year. In fact, Bill and I chant a devotion to him each morning, and in our prayers request him to help our day proceed with grace and ease. From the stillness of my heart, I prayed, Lord Ganesh, I am handing this over to you. We need one of your miracles here, right now. I can't find my credit card. Please remove all obstacles to my credit card returning to me. Thank you. By now, Bill realized something was wrong and came to see if he could help. I explained the crisis. We both knew it was almost time for a train. While we could pay with his card, that wouldn't solve the problem of my missing card. Bill suggested I check my purse again. Crossly, I told him I'd already looked through it twice and then started checking all the pockets again. As I pulled out the small manual for our overseas phone and flapped it in the air, just as I'd done twice previously, my MasterCard suddenly popped up from between the pages. With a heartfelt thank you to Ganesh, I zipped back over to the now empty ticket window and said with relief, I'd like those two tickets from Kingham to Axminster and Rail Pass as you described. Tickets in hand, we gathered our luggage and took off for the walkway across to the other side of the tracks. Since Bill is a strong fellow, he carried his suitcase up the steep stairs, while I followed slowly, dragging mine up each step. Ganesh wasn't done with me yet, however. A middle-aged lady quickly stepped up behind me and lifted the back of my suitcase like it didn't weigh anything at all, saying, "Let me give you a hand." With gratitude, I thanked her, and we walked up, across, and down the other set of stairs with grace and ease. I thanked her again, thinking, I've just been helped by another angel. If you miss my first British angel experience, you can find it at the link in the post. It's called Our Best Travel Day and the Worst, Meeting an Angel. As we stood waiting for the train, feeling our adrenaline slowly subside, Bill and I chatted about what had just happened. We both agreed it was truly a miracle. Perhaps my card was nestled in that phone manual all along. Perhaps it had slipped away to an alternate universe for a few minutes. All I know for sure is that it wasn't there. And then it was. We were excited about leaving the Cotswolds for a new adventure in Lyme Regis, a small Victorian resort town perched on the southern coast of England. Mostly, we were grateful for Ganesh's assistance and eager for our last visit with my son Jay and his sweet partner, Simone. It was a beautiful day for a long train ride. The end. If you'd like to strengthen your manifestation abilities with the support of your records, with Sandra as your Akashic Facilitator, click on the link to set up a private session or on the other one to learn to access your own records so you can request assistance from your records without leaving home. Inspired to post a comment? It's easy. Just scroll to the bottom of the page, way down there. I'd love to hear about your experience of this Akashic inspiration. I personally reply to every comment, even if it may take me a while. Till next time, radiance and love, Sandra.